Now, the rest of the story. The little community of Le Sueur, Minnesota, L-E-S-E-U-E-R, had never had its own veterinarian. Not until Bill came to town in the summer of 1854. You know, a good animal doctor is important to farmers, and when the farmers around Le Sueur heard that Bill had moved there, they were quite pleased, and still, the new vet would have to be tested by the skeptical farmers before he could be trusted. Now, in my own mind's eye, I'm trying at this moment to picture Bill as he must have looked that day. He was up on the roof of his cottage. He was nailing shingles. He was a very small man, but he was strong, and he was fiercely energetic. I think I mentioned, didn't I, Bill was an animal doctor, the first vet Le Sueur, Minnesota, had ever had. Rather appropriately, this would be Bill's first veterinary practice. He chose Le Sueur because he felt he was needed there. So, there he was. Newly arrived. He's nailing shingles on his roof. I believe what he was doing that day is significant, for while I can't prove it, I imagine Farmer J.L. Drake was waiting for Bill to be engrossed in some chore, some job it would be inconvenient to quit in the middle, like roofing the house. But anyway, it's been suggested that this farmer, who had an ailing horse, had been delegated by the other farmers in the area to test the professional dedication of the new veterinarian. Indeed, Farmer Drake came over to Bill's house. He stood there at the foot of the ladder. He called up to the man on the roof, introducing himself and explaining that he had a sick horse. You know, Dr. Bill didn't hesitate a minute. Of course he would tend to the farmer's horse. And he, Bill, was down that ladder and in his buggy before Farmer Drake could say another word. He didn't ask how sick. He didn't ask if it could wait an hour or so. He just came because there was a farm horse that needed him. And ever after that, Bill was in good with the farmers of the Minnesota Territory, because he, Bill, had gained and subsequently maintained their confidence. But this is the rest of the story. Bill was not a veterinarian. Never was a veterinarian by training. Was not a qualified animal doctor. Bill was a people doctor. Bill was a bona fide M.D. More than that, he was a pupil and protege of renowned physicist John Dalton. Bill was a brilliant British-born scientist and physician who came to the Minnesota frontier because he knew he was needed, not only by the people, but by the animals, by all creatures, great and small. And you can imagine how beloved he was after folks got to know him and after he moved his practices, both MD and veterinary, from Le Sueur to Rochester, Minnesota. I guess there's nothing really profound about what you have just heard, but then again, the medical history made by Bill and his doctor sons is so significant, even to the clinic bearing their name. I just thought that you'd like to know where it all began, with that first Minnesota medical practice of Dr. William Worrell Mayo, father of the doctors Mayo, founders of the Mayo Clinic. Now, you know the rest of the story.